This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
People, this is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 6th, 2019, episode 2263.
Friday, looking for the hippest way to start your weekend?
Do you think it's safe for us to be up here? Thank you for making me a part of this.
What you like, I'll eat what I like.
Glenn and Jamie, the dynamic duo of podcasting, are up to some shenanigans outside the studio today. So let's enjoy this mashup of some really classic conversations I found in the deep, dark, and dusty corners of the Hit'em Audio Vault, this time featuring former Irish jockey and star of the Secretariat movie, Thomas Foley. Dressage radio show co-host Reese Kofler-Stanfield has a hot brown recipe that will impress even Kentuckians. And the first ever really bad ads segment makes a reappearance.
That computer seems to be telling us just what we want to hear.
In frenzied excitement, he eats up the ground. He paws fiercely, rejoicing in his strength, and charges into the fray, afraid of nothing. When the trumpet sounds,
our father's farm has been losing money for years. Horse breeding operation. You need a certain touch. You're a housewife.
I feel like I could make something work.
Miss, this is the gentleman's club, miss.
I need a good trainer just to get things stabilized.
You need a Lucian Lauren. Dresses like Superfly. He's trying to retire.
I'm tired of babysitting half-ton animals who are stubborn as their owners are. Any other questions?
How much did you spend on that hat?
How would you like to see a horse being born?
Have you ever seen that?
What?
A colt stand up that fast.
Well, Mr. Lauren, what do you think?
I think he eats too much. He lays against the back of that starting gate like he's in the Caribbean.
Secretariat is not afraid, and neither am I.
Horse racing is unforgiving for housewives.
Like every other multi-million dollar gamble we housewives make every day.
All right, then. Let's show them what you're made of.
We're out of time. We need $6 million.
We just lost a race that we could not afford to lose.
You're guaranteeing that this horse is going to win the Triple Crown. Three races, three states, in just 5 weeks. Hasn't been done in 25 years.
You're that stubborn.
I'm that right.
She scares me.
Good.
Hey, there's Mom.
Now that you've gotten their attention, every owner, every trainer, every jockey out there is going to be trying to bring us down.
This is about life being ahead of you, and you run at it.
You're about to see something that you ain't never seen before.
Now, do you have, I get goosebumps every time I listen to that.
I know, especially the hoofbeats and the music and everything. It just gets you going.
Oh, I swear, when I saw that movie, I must, I think, 5 or 6 different parts I cried. Now, I am a little overly emotional at times. nobody's ever told me I haven't been. So, yes, overly emotional me cried like 3 or 4 maybe 5 different times in that movie. Glenn?
Well, let's, Jamie, can you see if you can get Lisa up there on line 3? I still can't seem to use my switchboard, so can you see if you can get her up?
Yeah, Lisa,
hello.
You there?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, how are you? Thanks for being so patient.
Oh, I'm doing great. I had to call in Secretariat Day.
Oh,
he's my favorite.
So you saw the movie.
I did.
Is he really?
Yeah. He is. He's my favorite. Zenyatta's getting close, though. I tell you, if she wins the Breeders' Cup, I might have a co-favorite.
Well, we're actually going to talk a lot about Zenyatta on Friday, so you need to call back in because, man, 19
okay, for
19.
Okay, I will definitely do that. Definitely.
That is one sexy girl, Zenyatta.
She is amazing. She's absolutely amazing.
Well, tell us what you thought of the movie. Now, you saw it right away?
I did. I saw it on opening night. Took some friends, took my niece and nephew, had a great time. And John Malkovich was awesome. He was so funny. He really made that movie.
Of course, he played the trainer in the movie.
Yeah, he was Lucien Lauren, and he was pretty cool. And then my favorite part of the movie was when Eddie Sweat came out on the track on Derby Morning and said, "You're about to see something you ain't never seen before." It was so cool.
I know.
It was
that was the part I cried the hardest.
There's a really cool book about Eddie Sweat called The Horse God Built, and everybody should read it. It's really good.
It's about him?
It's about him and his relationship with Secretariat. And it's called The Horse God Built.
Oh, wow.
I can't think of who the author is, but it's very good. It is very good. It's a little bug for them, but that's a really good book. And it's very detailed. Yeah, you guys should. You'd enjoy it.
I just wrote that one down. So, it's a phenomenal movie. And I can't think of another movie that is about a horse like that until they make one about Zenyatta, which has to be coming down the road. But Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And we'll do some Zenyatta talk on Friday.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
And thanks for the tip about the book. Bye.
Bye.
And now, right now, Glenn, guess what?
What?
We have the Tom Foley from Secretariat. How you doing, Tom?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
We're doing great. Glenn, Glenn had a couple startup questions for you there. How are you? Everything good? Where are you?
I am in Maryland, and everything's great. It's looking like it's going to be a pretty nice day. It started out pretty cold, but starting to warm up now, so no worries.
And actually, you reside in Maryland now, right?
I do, yep. I live just a little bit outside of Baltimore. We're just up on a farm about half an hour north of the city.
Well, great.
I love the accent.
Now, you wrote the book, The Simple Game, An Irish Jockey's Memoir, and I want to talk a little bit about that first, and then we're doing the show all today about the movie Secretariat, so I want to talk about your role in that. But let's talk about your book first. What inspired you? Obviously, you were a jockey. You came over here from Ireland, and you rode in the United States, and you rode a couple different kinds. You did a couple different kinds of jockeying. But what inspired you to write the book? What was the final thing that you said, okay, I have to write this book?
I think that when you go through so many different changes and experiences in life, and when you forget why you ever got involved with horses in the first place, then you know you have problems. I mean, when you're young, I mean, it's all, I wanted to be a jockey because, I loved racing, but I loved the horses. And, when you go through so many different things, you just forget that. You just lose that part of you that that ever got you into it. And, I see it happens to a lot of people, and some people don't ever want to go back and just try to find out why they ever got involved. And that was me. I wanted to see if I could get back to making my life just about the horses, not the money or anything else. Just the winning and stuff. I mean, the things that happen that change how you look at your life and the sport, and especially the horses. There's a lot of things that can happen, and I just wanted to get back to making it as simple, just make it about the horses,
Yeah, you didn't have an easy time. Your book really expresses that. I think you're one of the few that has really come out in book form and really said what it's like. That's a tough life in a tough world.
It is very, very tough, it can also be a very good life, I mean, in a lot of senses. But, I guess it's when I grew up in Ireland, I saw a different side of it. We race with... horses don't run on any medication. There's nothing like that. So, when I was young growing up in Ireland, I definitely didn't have a clue of what way things might have worked over here. And then, as you get into the life here, you definitely see the changes and feel the effects of the changes, especially with the what you can and cannot give a horse on race day. And over the years, kind of maybe got to have a problem with that. I think if they're not sound, they shouldn't run. And if they're, you know, there's nothing better than horses racing, but I think, you know, they got to be fit and able to do it before they should be made do it, you know?
Amen.
Right.
We certainly agree with that.
So
I have a question.
A lot of people seem to be agreeing with it, which is good to know, you know, because it was hard to kind of maybe come out and say it. But I think at this stage and the kind of world we live in, I think, you know, people need to say these type of things if they believe them. And I was kind of brought up to be that kind of person, and I'm proud I am, you know.
Now, have you seen a change? Do you think it's changed since you got out of racing, or is it the same? What do you think?
I don't think anything has changed. I mean, I think not at the moment. I mean, I think, you know, it's very all well and good to maybe say I'll start a change with myself, but you have to start yourself. And I think I kind of think we live today in a very, you know, a throwaway world, and a world where personal responsibility is not really put on a, you know, on a premium where it should be. And you know, that's what we're trying to do ourselves. We're trying to make, you know, with at least with the horses we have ourselves, this, you know, to do it with the least amount of additives possible. And I think, you know, I'd be hoping for a day maybe when it, you know, they race here like they do in the rest of the world with no, I mean, the, you know, hay, oats and water. And I think a lot of people are, and the jockeys at Penn National there 5 or 6 months ago took a stand against a certain owner because they felt he was mistreating horses and therefore putting their lives in danger. And they said they wouldn't ride in races for him or in races
wow.
that his horses ran in. And, you know, I think if anybody feels the effect of it, apart from the horse, it's definitely going to be the jockeys. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to, regardless of winning a race or making a living, nobody wants to go out and get killed and not come home and see their family. I mean, it's just, I think we're at a point now where it's gone a little bit beyond what the people that maybe implemented the race day medications thought it was going to be, because it's kind of like any other sport. If you open the door to one, somebody's always going to want to top the other. And on and on,
mm-hmm.
and on and on and on and that, you know, I think once you open the door, it definitely makes the way for people to find creative ways to make it happen, you know.
Well, and I think racing needs an ambassador like you to kind of paint the picture that is maybe not as glamorous. I do have a question though, Tom. Do you think that it's the same? I mean, there are obviously different classes of racetracks. There's, you know, you've got your Keenelands and your, you know, things like that. And then you've also got some of the lower grade racetracks. Do you think that it's different at the higher end racetracks, or is it the same pretty much everywhere you rode?
That's a very good question. Certain tracks are known for a certain level of racing. Like I rode at Charlestown quite a lot, but I also felt that, you know, like at Charlestown, there's quite an awful lot of good people there to do the right thing. It's just
mm-hmm.
more of a stereotype situation. But I think at the very high level, the horses have to be able to be sound, at least to perform at the level they do. But every track in the country has a bottom. They have a bottom
yeah.
level, and then they can switch from that to another track that has maybe a slightly less bottom. But every track has a bottom, and pretty much everywhere you go, you're going to find that. And, you know, it's probably not as common at the bigger, big tracks because they have more prize money, and it takes a better type of horse to win there or a sounder type of horse to win there. But, you know, pretty much everywhere you're going to find that you're going to have a kind of a level that a horse is, you know, running at that, and you know,
gotcha.
Not where they belong, you know.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Secretary the movie in just a second, but I have to ask you, now that we're talking about the better horses, what do you think about Zenyatta going 20 for 20 this weekend?
I think it would be absolutely fantastic for the sport. I think you know, I was lucky enough to meet John Sheriffs a bit, and Mike Smith was when I rode in California
oh.
was a very, very good friend and, you know, good advisor. And I'd love to see it happen. I think these are the kind of stories we really need in racing. You know, I think that's the problem with racing at the moment. That another one of it is that when these horses, they come and maybe win the Kentucky Derby or something, such and such, they're gone. As soon as they're 3 years old, they're gone. They're off the stud, and nobody can get in behind them and follow them and watch their careers. And, you know, they've they could have retired Zenyatta numerous occasions, and she would have been worth a fortune as a broodmare. But they keep bringing her back, and that's why she has such a fan base. And I hope she does it. You know, it'd be fantastic for racing.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I think
racing right now needed this. They just needed a Zenyatta. The fact, you know, it's just it's icing on the cake that she's a mare and has this story, but racing needs those stories. We needed a match race there about, what, 6 months ago. Racing needs that. It needs
I'm glad we didn't have the match race. I think they had two different running styles. They were so completely different types of animals. Like, Rachel Alexander could have gone to the front, and Yada dropped so far behind. I think it would have been the weirdest looking match race. I mean, I think people think match race are thinking Seabiscuit, and the way that movie went. And if ever, you know, and that movie did a great job on that match race, because if you watch it on YouTube, the original race, you can see. I mean, they really did a great job. But I just think that match race would have been it would have been bad. And I think when we had two good mares at that stage, there was no point breaking one of their hearts, you know. And I think we need to make these things better, not try to compare them. You know, they're such different animals with different styles. I think we should appreciate them for what they have. I mean, I really hope Zenyatta comes out and wins this weekend. I think it would just be, especially with the movie out at the moment and younger fans and younger people starting to look at racing and you know, maybe it's not something they've looked at before. And I think something like Zenyatta could put a new fan base over the top. And I really hope she does it, you know?
Yeah, I hope so too.
Let's talk a little bit about the movie. How did you get the role?
That's kind of an odd story. I thought they were looking for extras for the racing scenes. There was a lot of different ads up in different racetracks. So I called, and Shannon Kane, one of the casting agents, called me back and asked me if I could be in Kentucky like the following Friday. So I rode to Charlestown, and I drove out through the night, and I got there pretty early. And I thought the idea was, you know, be an extra and would, you know, be one of the jockeys that rode in some of the racing scenes. And I guess I went into a place, and the woman asked me if I was there to read, and I felt I should say yes. So I said yes, and she told me that I didn't really look the part for Ronnie Turcotte because I was a bit tall and he was shorter and more stocky. But if I was interested in reading for another part, I said, sure, why not? I'm here. So I read for the Jimmy Gaffney part and got that. And I read a couple of different people, and they asked me if I could do an American accent, which I thought I murdered, but still they gave it to me. So they must have been stuck. I think,
now that's funny, because we heard from Wayne Williams yesterday, who is a radio friend of ours, who said he saw you over the weekend, and apparently they were busting your chops pretty good about the American accent thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Wayne was up at the Virginia Equine Extravaganza, and I got to talk to him for a few minutes. With everybody was asking me, because I guess I don't sound like I'm from America, but I had fun. I mean, it's great to, you know, it's nice to get out and get invited to a lot of different places and meet different people. And you know, I think when you're involved in just racing your whole life, you forget that there's so many other things out there. And like that Equine Extravaganza was great. They had so many different things, and it was kind of cool to see some of the Western colts starting and things like. You know, it was kind of really nice to be there and be involved with it, you know.
So, what was working on the movie like? What was your experience there? Was it different than you thought it would be? You know, did you ride a lot? You know, what was it like?
Well, I think once they got all the green M&Ms I requested for my trailer, everything kind of settled down after that. And I have to have my water at a certain time. No, I loved it. I mean, I thought it was great fun. I mean, it was an awful lot more relaxed than you would think. I got to have lunch with John Malkovich quite a bit, and Diane Lane. Like, everybody kind of ate together, especially before you shot together. And I think they just wanted you to be comfortable around them. But just, it's amazing all the things, you know, you wouldn't know. When you watch a movie, you don't see, you know. Now I look at it a little different. Like, they put dirt all over me, and this woman was, like, spraying sweat onto me. And I was like, lady, I'm sweating already. You don't have to spray that on, trust me. I mean, it was just the stuff they do that you'd have no idea about, how every little thing has to be a certain way. And, I mean, it was, but I had a lot of fun. Randall Wallace, I think, is a real gentleman, and it was just nice to see how he was so good with the people, so good with the horses. It was just kind of, it just was such a different side of life to see, and it was nice to know that that they really do try to take care of everybody and everything on it really, really well. So it was kind of, it was eye-opening, and but it was also a great experience, because I got to see a lot of things like that, you know?
Yeah, now, Tom, did you go to the theater and watch the movie? just like everybody else?
I've seen it. I went to four or five different screenings and premiere type things, and everybody at the end clapped, you know. You're kind of like, well, that's great, but everybody was invited. So I figured one night I'd go see, just see it myself one night, and in a theater, and I went in, and there was a packed crowd, and end of it, everybody seemed to clap at the same spots that were just paying to go see it. And that was probably the coolest part, to actually know that people really genuinely enjoyed it, because I think it's a great movie. I think it's, there's nothing in it you can't bring kids to see. And I love the fact that, you know, they were willing to give people that nobody had ever heard of a shot. And I thought Otto, who I've known Otto for quite a while, and, you know, he's ridden in, out the Midwest and a real gentleman. But I thought Otto really, I mean, he stood toe-to-toe with some, you know, blockbuster-type actors and actresses and really held his own and did a great job, you know, I think. And I think he really should be commended for that, too, you know.
Of course, Otto played
Ronnie Turcotte, yeah. Yeah.
And he looks like him, but he really, when we went out and I saw Otto out there for the auditions, it's like, hey, dude, you're getting this. This is a certainty. I mean, he looked just like him. And but Otto's a great, great fella, and I think and nobody probably could have deserved it a bit more than Otto. He really worked hard and put everything into it. So I'm delighted that he's having such success at the moment, you know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, do you have a budding movie career ahead of you now?
I've been talking with a couple of different people about some different things, but actually Otto and I are in the process of trying to write a treatment for a TV show. And basically what we want to try to do is, you know, show how big of a role horses play in a modern society. I mean, I know we have internet this and high tech this, and, I'm pretty sure we're going to be driving in spaceships everywhere, but I think people forget that how big of a role horses still play in our world. I mean, people would be amazed. I mean, we were sitting down with ideas. I mean, and I don't think you could ever run out of ideas for things to write and for shows to see. But so we're working on that at the moment, and hopefully we're going to get it. A couple of different producers have been talking to us, and we're just trying to see if we can make it work. But I think it's a show that, you know, they have crab fishing, they have everything else. Why not have a good horse show, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
and of course they had the show Jockeys on Animal Planet for a while. We loved that show. Mike was on there, and some of your other friends, I'm sure you've ridden with. And then it went away. I guess they canceled it.
I just think that they kind of forgot what they were doing. I think it was more of a, we're trying to make it a little bit more about people who's going out with who and who's doing what than actually what they do for a living. And people that really watched it and know the ins and outs, like, they made some people look really bad and stuff. Like, I mean, Corey Nakatani, when I was in California, really couldn't have been a nicer guy to me. I mean, really took time to show me things, help me with things, and they kind of made him out to be Attila the Hun. And, you know, I thought he was I've never seen a side of him apart from being a gentleman. So, I mean, it kind of was weird to me to watch it and see kind of how it was scripted and the way, I mean, it just didn't seem natural, you know? And I think people that were involved and a lot of people that watched it kind of knew that too, you know, it just didn't seem reality. I mean, kind of makes you look at reality TV a whole lot different. Not that I suppose anybody would believe it's all real, you know, but
it was a good idea.
I just think it could have been done different, you know?
I agree. And in the first year, it was a little different. It was more about the horses and the owners and everything. And then in the second year, they went into the whole drama of relationship thing. And you're right. I think it got away from what its mission was.
I know for that, you know?
Yeah. And considering it was Animal Planet, you'd think they would have been focusing on the animals, you know?
I think so. I mean, it's amazing how things change. But I think that would have been a way to go. And I think that the thing what we're trying to do is that the show the humorous side of things, but also show how horses connect with people on a daily basis, and then, you know, some of the good and the bad that you come across on a daily basis. And I think that you know, I think we have a different idea, and hopefully we'll get some calls on it, and, you know, we'll get it up and running, you know.
All right, well, good luck with that, and good luck with the book. It's The Simple Game, an Irish Jockey's Memoir. You can find it pretty much anywhere, although I noticed that Amazon was sold out of it. That's a good sign.
That's always a good sign. I didn't know that myself. Rudy, my publisher up at Caballo Press, I mean, I really don't think Rudy ever sleeps. I kind of worry about him sometimes because, I mean, the man is on the phone, emailing, calling. I mean, he works like crazy. And, you know, Rudy really pushes things to the max, which is, you know, I haven't much experience with books, but he really has made it a great experience. I'm just amazed at how hard he works to get things done, you know.
We appreciate you being on, and good luck. Good luck with everything there in Maryland, and good luck, hopefully, with the new series.
Hopefully, well, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks for being an advocate for the Thoroughbred. They need a voice, and I'm glad you're going to be that for them.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Are you worried about digestive disorders such as colic, diarrhea, and ulcers making your horse sick? Try adding Nalox Advanced to your horse's diet. The ingredients in Nalox Advanced support a healthy stomach, robust microflora populations, and normal gut function, so digestive disorders become a thing of the past. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of all ages to maintain a healthy gut and reduce the risk of ulcers, diarrhea, and colic. Why take chances with your horse's well-being? Start your horse on Nalox Advanced today.
You know, I thought that that our next guest was playing an April Fool's joke on us based on the name of the recipe that she was going to tell us about, and then I found out that it was just a misspelling. But we're going to welcome for our Cooking with Reese segment, Reese Koffler Stanfield. Are you back from sunny Florida?
Hello. I am back in Kentucky, and I think it was an April Fool's joke because when I got on Casper before I came on the show, it was like 26 degrees, and I think that's an April Fool's joke.
That's horrible. You've been down in Florida. Oh, my gosh. Now, last time we talked to you, Reese, you were in the process of having an indoor arena done. Is it finished?
Well, no. If you can hear some beeping and lifts and cranes, it's happening right outside the door right now. So it's really exciting. It's fun to watch them. It's actually really fun to watch them do it. They're very, very organized, and they know what they're doing. And actually, I was talking with Jennifer before I came on. The horses have been really good about it. I thought, oh my, I'm going to have a month of not so much fun. But, you know, I think they're just as interested as we are. They're really good.
Well, I was wondering, great. I'm like, are you getting your horses broke to large equipment, you know?
Yes. the poor baby's going to need some Nalox or Succeed or something from walking around. We take them out there just to check out the big equipment, so.
Well, I have to tell you, Reese, you're going to be so proud of my wife. Jennifer, actually, two nights ago, made the first recipe that you ever did on the show, tortellini soup. And
I am so excited.
Yes, she made the tortellini soup, and I actually took pictures. I'm going to post a picture on our Facebook page.
All right.
It was very good. Now, she knows I don't like spinach so much. That one had spinach in it. So what she did is she just took carrots and celery and substituted carrots and celery for the spinach.
Perfect.
And it was very good. Yes.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. Well, I didn't, Glenn and Jamie, you're going to have to tell me what you don't like so I don't pick recipes that you don't like. I didn't know you didn't like
spinach. That'll be tough, Reese. If it's a vegetable,
I know.
Glenn doesn't like it. Yeah, so just
I've been
Glenn.
Getting better about the vegetable thing. You were going to try the curried chicken. Did you ever get to the curried chicken, Jamie?
Of course I did. Oh, my gosh. My husband thought that was the greatest thing I have ever made. The recipe...
Good. I was very proud of me, too.
It was amazing. And I set some of the sauce aside because I don't eat chicken, obviously. And I set some of the sauce aside, and then I just put that over rice. It was phenomenal. Of course, we're talking about the curried chicken with ginger and yogurt. Now, what I changed it to is I changed it to Greek curry because, you know
Perfect.
What? The hardest thing about the whole thing was finding darn Greek yogurt. But I did go to one, like a fancy grocery store, and they had it. But I actually made you did it in the crock pot, and I actually made a huge
right.
thing of it. Because Chad will eat leftovers for days. So he actually had it for dinner last night and the night before. So 2 days, and guess what he's having for lunch?
Yes. Well, that's what we do. Travis takes it for lunch, and I have it for lunch. So I typically don't cook for two, because with busy people and you want to have a nice, healthy, you know, lunch. And for me, if it doesn't go in the microwave and ready in 2 minutes, I typically can't have it. So that's what we do. We do try to make big portions the night before, and then we have our containers we put them in. So.
Well, I got to tell you that that every recipe you give us makes enough, because the tortellini soup could have fed 12.
Yeah, that's another one. I know. Well, I really try to give everyone, you know, an easy recipe that will feed an army, and you can have for leftovers. So that's what we do in our family.
Well, I got to ask you this. So we get the recipe. You always send us the recipes ahead of time so we can take a look at them. And you send us this recipe, and I really did think it was an April Fool's joke, because the name of this recipe is My Mare's Mini Bot Brown Appetizer.
I think that was honestly just a typo. Sorry.
Because okay, I was thinking of mini bots, you know, and bots, you know, they're tiny, but they don't really look all that appetizing. And then I got thinking,
yeah,
they are kind of brown.
No.
And I got to thinking, oh, we're going to make an appetizer that looks like bots. Great. Yeah,
no,
that'd be great.
No. Just a typo. It wasn't even meant to be an April Fool's joke. I wish that would have been funny, but no. I'm not really good with April Fool's Day.
Well, you know what, Reese, having lived in Kentucky for 3.5, almost 4 years, I knew exactly what you were talking about, because
yes,
hot browns are the stuff. I love
yes,
hot browns. They do
so
veggie
good.
Hot browns. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to remember the recipe.
Yes.
The name of the restaurant, downtown Lexington, that serves the hot browns. What's
Ramsey.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
And they have wonderful,
right.
And they have a wonderful
yep.
hot brown there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so for kind of
anybody,
some people that aren't from Kentucky, the hot brown made at the Brown Hotel, and it is like the Kentucky dish, and especially around this time of year, you know, Kentucky in the spring is the best. I love it. I love driving to my farm. You see all the babies out, and you drive by the next day, and there's a new baby, and Keeneland Racecourse is getting ready to start next week here, and then we have the Derby, and we have Rolex for the eventers. But Rolex is great fun for any horseman to go. It's kind of a mini wag. So that's kind of why I picked this recipe, because, you know, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Trying to pick an Easter recipe, but I wasn't coming up with anything that I was just in love with. So I have this cute book. It's called Sterling Bites, The Bluegrass Equestrian Experience by Kathy Mayfield and Susie Smith. And I wanted to use it and find a recipe in here. They're great recipes. They're pretty easy and fun and quick, and they have cute names when you spell them right. So that's why I kind of picked this recipe, and I wanted to talk about the book as well.
All right, cool. Go for it.
Okay. So for the My Mare's Mini Hot Brown Appetizer, you use 2 chicken bouillon cubes, 1/2 cup of hot water, 1.5 cups of half and half, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 4 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 2 cups of Swiss cheese, shredded, 8 bacon strips, cooked and crumbled, 1 French baguette, a quarter to half-inch slices, 1 pound country ham sliced, 1 pound turkey sliced, 1/4 small onion sliced thin, and parsley for garnish. So how you do it, it's pretty easy. In a large measuring cup, dissolve the bouillon cubes in hot water. Cool slightly before adding the half and half. That's important. For somebody that has mistakenly added something to hot water, it doesn't work. Cool it. You know, make it, you
well,
may want to start.
Does it curdle it or something when you put half and half in boiling?
Right, right. It curdles it. So you just want to make sure that it's cooler. I learned that the hard way, so I had to start all over again. So that's important. And then you want to melt the butter. You want to melt the butter in a saucepan and add flour. And then you want to whisk this part of the recipe until the mixture is creamy. And again, that's important, because if you don't incorporate the butter in the flour, it tastes like flour. It doesn't work. And then you're going to add your bouillon mixture while continuing to whisk the sauce until it bubbles and thickens. You're going to add the Swiss cheese and stir until smooth. If the sauce gets a little too thick, then just add some water. You want to put it back, you know, back on your stove, add a little bit of heat and a little bit of water until you like the consistency. And then you're going
to
strain your baking.
This, I have to interrupt because now I know why I like hot browns. Because that sauce is butter and cheese melted.
We have a kind of a rule in our family. One hot brown a year. That's the rule. You get your one hot brown. We typically go to Ramsey's right before Derby, and we get the hot brown, and then we go on a really long walk. Because it's not necessarily good for you, but it tastes yummy.
Yeah, a good way to do that is you walk to Ramsey's and back.
Yes! From my farm to Ramsey's would
be
perfect. Ride my bike. Exactly. That would be great. Yeah, so it's not, this isn't my healthiest recipe. I'm sorry, but I just had, to get it on.
I love it.
Oh, it's very, very good. So you're going to spray your baking dish with cooking spray, and you're going to place your sliced bread on the bottom. Then you're going to lay your ham, turkey, and onions on the bread, and then you're going to cover with the cheese sauce and the crumbled bacon. You're going to bake at 350 for 10 to 15 minutes until everything's lightly browned and bubbly, and you're going to put your parsley on it. And the other thing with the hot brown... That's not in this recipe is a tomato. A traditional hot brown also has a tomato. So you could put
tomato
a tomato on top of this.
Well, see, and it also has, not just that, it has the tomato on top of all of that, and then they put more cheese on top of the tomato.
More cheese.
Yeah.
More cheese.
You can't forget that extra cheese. So we've got a pound of cheese, we've got ham, turkey, bread, and...
Yep.
Pretty much, it's just, you wouldn't have to eat for a month after this. Pretty much after you eat a hot brown at Ramsey's, you feel like a lead weight, and you really don't want to eat for a while. It's
No, you don't. You don't. It is, but it is so yummy. Like you said, we get one
so
year
good.
In our family. That's it. They have a great veggie hot brown. But this is a good thing that's fun. You can have it at Easter. I mean, it kind of has an Easter flair to it as well. And it's tasty.
I'm going to have to make it. I'm
yeah,
so craving a hot brown right now. I mean, Rolex is coming up, Reese. I'm so excited about Rolex. I get to come on Wednesday, get to stay all week. I want to come and take a riding lesson with you.
Oh, my gosh. We get to meet in person. I would love it. I know your voice.
I want to come. I want to come take a dressage lesson if you're not too, if you don't yell at me too much. And then I want hot browns. I'm feeling the mood of Lexington. I'm so excited. I consider it, you know, a home that I had, you know, growing up. I mean, for a long time I lived there. So I am excited. I'm going to have to make hot browns, I think, for dinner. And the cool thing about Ramsey's, and if you've had the veggie one, I think that they put, I mean, obviously extra tomato, but I think they put banana peppers on it, which was like added like a really nice tart kind of pickled flavor to the Swiss cheese. Oh my God, I'm hungry. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. We are all going to have to get together and go to Ramsey's now, for sure.
I think so.
Give a riding lesson, and then we'll make the hot brown here at the farm.
Hey, I got to say too, Reese, we were just plugging earlier in the show that we're going to be at Equine Affair next weekend visiting, and you're going to be there doing your thing, right?
I am going to have to stop by.
So you're going to be teaching
it.
What are you
clinics
doing?
And things?
I am teaching clinics, and Casper is doing Fantasia. So it's going to be great.
You're
going to
be in Fantasia?
I'm going to be in Fantasia.
Well, we're going to be there watching you. Yay!
Oh, my gosh, that is going to be so fun. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. And Christina, my assistant, and my mom are working on blinging me out because, as everybody knows, I am not really – the glittery kind of girl, but we're pulling it out. We're excited. It's going to be fun. We'll definitely do that. And Casper's
she's
great
gonna look
and
like,
having fun.
She's going to look like Elton John out there on Casper.
Now, Reese, I got to ask, did your mom go out and buy a bedazzler for this event?
Well, it's your job. I don't know if this is her role in the whole experience. I don't know what has has been done to my old chat belly. Actually, I don't even know. I just said, hey, Mom, you want a job? And she was really excited about bedazzling me, putting some bling on it. So it should be really fun. And I'm teaching, I'm doing four sessions, which will be fun. We're doing 10 ways to improve your dressage score. We're doing function follows form. We're going to talk about rider position and then tips to help your event horse relax in the dressage ring. That's another one. And then I'm also talking in the youth pavilion. So I hope everyone, if it's going to Equine Affairs, stops by and says hi. And any recommendations for any recipes, let me know. And we're all going to have to get together. That would be great.
Yeah, and I will say this. Jackie, our friend here at Horses in the Morning Show, lives up that way, and she goes every year, and she saw you there last year, and she was so impressed. Let me tell you, everybody, if you're going to be at Equine Affair, one of the things you have to do is look on the schedule. There's lots and lots of friends of the Horse Radio Network that are going to be giving clinics there, but you cannot miss Reese's clinic. She just said it was one of the best ones she saw last year.
Oh, that was really sweet. Thanks. Well, I hope to pack the house, and we have a couple little giveaways for everybody. So we've been working on some giveaways. So
how do you feel? You know what? We're not us horse husbands aren't allowed to heckle during dressage tests. Are we allowed to heckle if I come? Can I heckle you during your clinic?
Oh my gosh, Glenn! I don't know it's you, and you know it's April Fool's Day, but payback, buddy. All I gotta say, you're probably gonna be nervous when I see you. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Glenn. I'm nervous now. You're gonna make me nervous. I mean, you better watch out. I may pull you out there. You know,
yeah, that's
you never know.
I gotta. Yeah, we're gonna have to be careful with that. I think.
You're like,
well,
you never
you.
Know. No,
we're
no,
looking
it would be
forward
fun.
To seeing
you. I love Sunday things.
And we're gonna have What's to that? Try. And I know this is hard during Rolex because you're so darn busy. But we're gonna have to try and have a Reese night where we can all get together during Rolex
no,
while everybody's
actually,
here.
I'm probably less busy during Rolex than you guys this year. I'm actually not coaching anyone, and I have a very important shopping date all day Friday at Rolex, and I'm gonna help Pete and Lindsay White in the Riders for Helmet booth. I would love to help you guys out.
Can we ask you a favor on dressage days? Can we're doing Horses in the Morning live from Rolex this year, right in the Bender area. Will you come over maybe on dressage mornings and tell us how it went and give us a little update from Rolex?
My pleasure. I would love to. I would love to.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll have to watch some tests for sure. That would be
come
great.
Be our dressage
no,
correspondent.
All right. I love it. I would be more. I would be honored.
Well, that'll be great. We're looking forward to that. Well, thank you very much, Reese. And I just want to tell everybody that I have now posted your recipe on our Facebook page. It's up there,
yes.
Cooking with Reese. My mare is Mini Spot Brown.
Hot brown. I know. See, I'm going to really need to watch my spell check next time.
All right, Reese. Thank you very much.
Well, looking forward to seeing you. Have a happy Easter, everybody. And email me, jrcoppler@aol.com, if you want your recipe on the next month.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Reese. Great,
thanks. Talking in circles and the deal ain't square. He's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And this, of course, is the time when listeners submit ads from Facebook. Well, it used to be Facebook. Not so many of those anymore. Craigslist, wherever else you can find ads. And the one place you're not going to find some really crappy ads is an app called The Pony Place. Now, we've been talking about The Pony Place for several weeks now. We've had people on who are selling horses from The Pony Place. It's the newest way to buy and sell horses and tack in less time. Create a listing, upload photos, and chat with potential buyers in just minutes so you can get back in the saddle. Available for iOS and Android. You can download it today in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Now, if you're searching for it in the Google Play Store, searching Pony Place two words apparently yields no results. So go ahead and put Pony Place together as one word without a space, and you'll find it in there. So Google's funny sometimes that way. So you'll also find their website is ponyplace.net. And that and the right there on the website, you'll find direct links to both apps. You can download it right on your phone. So it's very new. We're kind of helping this company get started and get rolling, as Facebook no longer wants you to sell anything of any living creature on their place. So we're helping them out. Ponyplace.net. Go there today. Check out the horses that are for sale in your area. You can post your horse, by the way, for sale with one photo for free for 30 days. So you can do a single horse.
You need to do that.
Free. So for 30 days. Yeah, people do sell horses and people buy. That's how you get a horse to ride. You buy one. So,
well, my God, let's go to the Pony Place. All of us all together. Here we go.
Pony Place. That's right. We need to get horses listed for sale, and you need to start buying them on there, and we'll make it a thing.
Ahead. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And we learned today a little bit about Maalox. So if you missed that, go back and listen to it. Learn about ulcers. It's educational. And we talked to Reese, and she's made me completely starving now. But it is time for my favorite segment, Really Bad Ads.
Pay attention.
Now, Really Bad Ads, Glenn, is, you know, while I was searching for my friend a horse and then my student a horse, you know, you go online and you try to find a diamond in the rough. So a lot of times you will go to, you know, non-equine ad sites like Craigslist, for example, is a great example of, you know, people that list their horses on this particular free website, and you can post pictures for free. And if you've never done Craigslist.com, well, let's just say stick to the farm and garden section, because the rest of it will hurt your brain. so
you mean you don't go to the personal section every day? Isn't that where you met Chad, in the personal section of Craigslist?
Please don't go to the personal section. Don't go to the missed connections. Don't go to the men seeking women or whatever kind of concoction they've come up with. Stay away from those, please. However, the farm and garden section can be very useful, because I bought my chickens off the farm and garden section. I found my shed builder on the farm and garden section. I mean, I've done lots of things. I have one of my horses is from Craigslist. So you can find definite diamonds in the rough there. However, while searching for a horse for these a couple different people, I realized that, oh my gosh, there are some people that post, and again, it's not a reflection of the horse. It is a direct reflection of the owner. I am just so curious as to how people come up with the ideas to type. I mean, they're trying to sell something. So you would think that, you know, a little bit of a savvy sales pitch would work, or, you know, punctuation, capital letters, or not all capital letters or not all lowercase letters. A simple spell check would do. Anything like that. just try to sell a horse. So we've come up with a compilation, and we did ask our listeners to submit as well. And we do have a prize for the winner, a pair of spur suaders. So we did ask our listeners to submit some. And some of these are the ones that we found, because when I'm given a task, I will follow through with it, and I have actually almost bought a couple horses I've looked at on these Craigslist ads by now, but I've staved it off. I have stopped doing it, so we've got a good list, and I'll go ahead and read you the first one here. Keep in mind, these people are trying to sell their horse. This one says, I have a Mustang quarter horse cross, gelding. I'm not sure on the exact measurement, but I'm willing to put him somewhere in the 14.2 to 16.2 range.
He's somewhere between pony and big horse.
I'm willing to put him somewhere in the 14.2 to 16.2 range. What? Okay, and it goes on. Mind you, there is no capital letters on this at all. He's a bay. I'm not sure of his age. Been told many things by many people, you know. Has just a slight bit of energy, but not anything most riders should worry about. So there's several things wrong with that ad. Completely saying between 14 and 16, too. And they don't know how old he is. So good luck.
And apparently, we know the same people, because I like how this is written. Been told many things by many people you know. So apparently we know the same people. That's what caught my attention there is, you can trust me because your people also know this horse.
I've been told many things by people you know.
How did you know me?
The second one, this one Jennifer actually found here. We got to say that Kentucky has some very interesting ads on Craigslist. And it doesn't matter, you know, by the way, you can be looking for anything, an appliance, whatever. We're just a horse show, so we picked out the horse one. But you're going to find the same things with cars and appliances and everything else. This one is, the title is Trade Quarter Horse Colt, $1. Looking to trade maybe for some bottle goats, a bottle calf, or a pig, or something. That's it. I just want to trade this darn quarter horse colt for something. You know, I have a TV set, a really old one. I wonder if they'd be considered trade. And it was really funny in this ad, too. He wants bottle goats, which I assume mean babies, a bottle calf, or a pig. Apparently, the pig doesn't matter. It can be a full-size pig. Doesn't have to be a baby pig. So
or something. They don't care whatever
anything.
It is.
We
they
don't
want
care.
To
just
get rid of
this darn quarter horse.
Yeah.
Get it out of my pasture.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh. And he's not gelded either, so he's probably mounting everything that they have back there. So you enjoy. Work on getting that pig together so you can trade it for the horse, the colt. The horse colt. So the next one is actually a Phoenix ad, and I'm just going to read, I'm not going to read the phone number, which comes after, but I'm going to read it the way that they wrote it. And I swear I am not lying about this. This is honest to God, an ad from Craigslist. Arabian gelding for sale. His name is Aladdin, is an experienced horse. He does side pass and rides well. His name is Aladdin. He's real sweet. I think you will like him. Check him out on our site and come out and ride him. We've been working with him, and he can do quite a bit. He still needs to gain more weight, and he's gaining every day. His name is Aladdin.
What was his name
What's
again?
His name?
Apparently the name was the important part of that whole thing.
And the thing is, it's spelled differently from the beginning of the ad to the end of the ad.
I didn't
notice that. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. That's right. You're right. It is spelled differently each time.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because we don't know the horse's age, we don't know the horse's size, but we do know his name.
And she knows that she knows that she thinks you will like him. You will like him.
And apparently Aladdin was a little skinny, but he's gaining every day, every day. This next one was from here in Kentucky. It was Lincoln County, which is a really rural part of Kentucky here. And they have a registered quarter, spelled wrong, horse stud.
Quarter
horse stud. So Pine Bar bloodline. I have an 8-year-old Palomino stallion that is Zippo Pine Bar bred. He is registered foundation horse. He's a registered paint. He's a registered AQHA horse. I have all papers in hand. You can look at his pedigree on allbreedpedigrees.com. His registered name is, are you ready? Old Buckethead. I'm not kidding. It's Old Buckethead. Now, there's the horse you really want to breed to. Old Buckethead. I'm going to bring my mare right over there.
And then you have a foal, you call it Baby Buckethead, and then this is Mama Buckethead, and this is Baby Buckethead, and then this is Grandbaby Buckethead.
This
is Young Buckethead.
And another question I have is, how many times can you register, how many different places are you allowed to register your horse? Apparently a lot of places.
He's a registered foundation paint
quarter horse.
Pedigree,
yeah,
Buckethead. Jennifer actually found this one, and I have to give her complete credit because this is not right. This is just wrong. And it's not a horse for sale, but you can actually purchase this product. The ad says hair extensions for your horse add a whole new dimension to your look. Color makes your horse look faster. I'm sorry. Read that again. Color makes your horse look faster. Colorful Manes and Tails, I would assume .com, but they just put Colorful Manes and Tails .com. And then, oh, okay, I see. The next line is, calm, can you get noticed in the arena, parade, trail, or wherever you ride?
Can you,
Hunters,
Jennifer, can you quick call Patty at Mucho Macho Man's owner and tell her we're going to be sending over some extensions?
Absolutely.
Apparently, he will look, Mucho Macho Man will look faster and will win the competitor.
Yeah, Colorful Manes and Tails, and then the next line, .com can get you noticed, not even .com, it's just .com can get you noticed in the arena, parade, trail, or wherever you ride. Hunters, I was confused on this for a minute. Hunters, we have Blaze Orange. I was thinking, why would Hunter Jumpers want to buy an orange mane and tail extension? That is totally what I thought. I was like, is that the new color in the Hunter Jumper ring? Oh, wait, no. No, hunters, like actual gun hunters. That's how out of touch I am with the hunting world.
Well, I think Jackie Rollins sent us the picture of the day. Jackie sent an ad that she found, I assume, on Craigslist. It looks like a Craigslist ad. And it says Mule and Zorse for sale. 3-year-old horse mule, approximately 55 inches, that is gentle but not broke, $300 or best offer. You pretty much take the mule away, I guess. And a very pretty buckskin Zorse that is broke to ride, $500. I'm going to post the picture after the show here of the Zorse. I got to say, and you know, I've seen some cute Zorses. We've had a guest on that raises Zorses, and they're very cute and they're adorable. This one ain't so much. This is probably one of the ugliest horses I've ever seen. And I know we're going to get people writing and saying, oh, this is, you can't say that about this Zorse. I'm sorry. This is one ugly Zorse.
The genetically, this was a bad idea. And I love buckskins. I love just about any buckskin, but bless their little heart. This little half zebra, it can't be a half zebra, half horse. It looks like a donkey.
I know, the ears are huge. The Zorse has bigger ears than the mule. I don't get it.
I think it's a Zool. I think it's Zool. I think they
I don't
listed
even know if
it
that's
incorrectly.
Genetically possible.
I don't know either, but it sounds good because I don't think mules breed. but this is definitely a genetic excitement at best. So post the picture.
But it's only
$500. What a steal. What a deal. Amazing. Yeah, the next one is from April Strong. And she, I don't know if she lives in Wyoming, but she was searching up in the Wyoming Craigslist ads. This is I've just never heard of this before. Okay, normal ad, I mean, Palomino paint mare. She is a 7-year-old Palomino paint mare, 15 hands, 90 days of training. She has B-Road Western, and she has been one couple trail rides. She loads well and travel great. She is not a blood mare. She has one colt on the ground. You pick up horse only. Only you can pick up the horse.
What is a blood mare? Am I missing something with this ad?
She
is not a blood mare. Is that really mean? I'm being serious here. Does that mean anything?
I've never heard of a blood mare. I mean, there are things I learn every day about horses, but if somebody can tell me if a blood mare is like a real thing, or is it, because you would think, oh, she meant to say brood mare. She is not a brood mare. And the next line is, she has one colt on the ground.
Well, then she was a brood mare at some point.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. She has B-Road Western, and she load well and travel great. She is not a blood mare. She has one colt on the ground. You pick up horse only. Any question, please email. Only you can pick up the horse. Wait, I got to read one more little line here. Do you remember when we had the, of course you remember because you went and saw him, the comedian on, the rodeo guy, and he was talking to me, the rodeo clown.
Yes.
And he was talking to me, and he goes, girl, You sound cuter than a bucket full of ducks.
That's
I had never heard that before. And Chad heard that, and he says that to me all the time now. He's like, you just look cuter than a bucket full of ducks. And I had never heard that in my life. Then I found a Craigslist ad, and I only pulled out the one line because it says, stops on a dime, clips, loads, shoes. Trail red's great, and it's cuter than a bucket full of baby ducks.
Oh, baby I didn't know that that was cuter.
I know. I didn't know that that was a real saying, so apparently somebody else has heard him say it. Maybe that was him selling a horse. Who knows?
And then we had, thank Emily. Now we're down to our final two. I don't have a drum roll. Do a drum roll. Okay, it's our final two. This is the runner-up. And we will send Dawn, or let's see, Emily Huss a something. We're going to find something to send you as the runner-up. But
a shiny nickel.
A what?
A shiny nickel.
A shiny nickel. Okay, I have one of those. And this was, this is in the high desert, apparently. I'm not sure where that is. Two pit bulls, one mare. Looking for homes for two young female pit bulls. In capital letters, not for fighting. They are sweet with people and need homes where they can get lots of personal attention, preferably where they are the only dog. Apparently, they're great with people, not so good with other dogs. Absolutely no cost apart from a home and some love. Also looking for a good home for one black and white mare. New owner must hold. We spent three sentences on the pit bull. And one short sentence on the black and white mare. That's all. It's just a black and white mare taking home. I don't care what you do with the mare, but the pit hole fools better get a darn nice home. That's all I got to say.
And you better pick it up. What I noticed about this ad is that they are looking for a home for two pit bulls.
Yes.
But they can only go where they are the only dogs.
Well, if they are
the only dog, there's two of them. Initially, anyway. So they can't be the only dog if they both get... You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm kind of thinking that they fight all the time, which is where they have to be separated. But they're great with people.
Separated.
So and they don't see another dog and they're going to eat them alive. Hey, I want to say, before you get to the winner, that the winner is going to receive a pair of Spurs Suede Spurs. First Waiter Spurs are the soft, gentle choice of spurs. Jennifer uses only these for our horse Beaker when she rides. They are a terrific design. Our friend Linda from Canada actually designed these spurs. They're becoming very popular in all sorts of riding, from trail riding to dressage to if you just need that little bit of extra oomph, but you don't want to use a big, nasty spur, then the Spur Suede, because it has a blunt end and it's very round, it's completely different shape and design. We posted a link to it on our Facebook page. Check it out. It's really a cool spur, and they've donated one for the winner today. So the winner, and Jennifer or Jamie's going to announce that shortly, is
Dawn Bailey.
Dawn Bailey, you definitely get it this week. Woohoo! I want to see you get through this ad.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Glenn. This should go on the best of Craigslist, like, of all time. I'm going to read it to you as she meant to write it in her head or his head. And then I'm going to read it to you the way they actually read it, because you wouldn't understand it if I just read it to you the way it is. I need to translate it first, and I speak Craigslist, so it's no problem. Here's the actual ad. Hello, everyone. I have a sweet horse that I'm selling. He's a white Arab. He's around 9 years old, and he's about 16 hands. Yes, he is broke to ride, but he probably should have some experience. His feet have been trimmed, he's been clipped, he's wormed, and his teeth have been done. He is an easy keeper, and he loves attention, and he loads up in a horse trailer very easy. I'm asking $600 for him or trade. If you would like a picture, feel free to email me and ask me for pics of him. Does need an experienced rider. If you have more questions, feel free to call me at this number, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. How'd I do?
That translation was very
good. That was
good.
A good ad.
I can't imagine.
That was good. I'd buy that horse.
Yeah, that was terrific. I don't know what was wrong with that ad.
That was a great ad. Now I'm going to read it to you
the way that they wrote it. And yeah, I'll just go for it. Hewall, everyone. I have a sweet horse that I'm sailing. He is a white Arati. He is 9 years old. He stands about 15'4". Yes, he is bork to ride. You have to have a experience ride on he. He had his feet term and clip. He has been fee worm and his teeth too. He is an easy keeper. He loves the attention. He load up in a horse trailer easy. I am asked $600 for him. I will trade something too. If you want pick of horse, feel free to email me and ask for pics of him. Need an experienced rider. If you have more questions, feel free to call. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. I am here all week. Tip your waiters and wait staff.
That's the more misspelling in one ad that I've ever seen. And by the way, there's just so much wrong. But isn't 15.4 actually 16 hands?
That's why when I translated it, I translated it the other way. We have to post this on Craigslist right now.
Yeah,
on our Facebook.
Yeah,
and just say,
you have to see the spelling.
And when I said he is bork to ride and you have to have a experience ride on he, that's because there's a question mark at the end. There's a question mark at the end of almost every sentence, a period, and then a question mark on some. So enjoy the greatest Craigslist ad, Don Bailey providing the most amazing Craigslist ad that we've had, you know, since we started the segment, which began today. So you guys have a lot to beat for next Friday, because we are going to have more ads this time every Friday, because it's Freestyle Friday and we can, because that's what we do.
Well, thank you to everybody that submitted. Please send your ads for next week to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, and we will have another great prize for you next week as well. And thank you again to Spursuader for providing that. It looks like we have Chris Stafford on the line, host of the Eventing Dressage and Jumping Radio shows. Chris, how can you follow that ad up? I want to see you try.
That takes some doing, guys.
Is your horse 15.42? Do you have a horse 15.4?
Yeah. Or 16.5, whichever way you look at it. Well, but, guys, I've got some breaking news from my shows this week, and I thought your listeners would like to hear about it, because we're going to make some big changes. Well, big changes. We're going to mix it up a little bit. I've talked to Tammy Strantz, of course, our co-host on the Western Radio Show, and Helena B., of course, your co-host on several shows, and we're going to mix it up a bit, and they're going to come over onto my shows and host a couple of those a month. And Tammy's going to take over the Eventing Radio Show a couple of times a month, and I'm going to switch out with her and go over to Western. And for the Jumping Show, Helena's going to give that a go. She says she'll start with once a month, but I'm going to see if we can persuade her to do twice a month. And she hasn't quite decided which show she wants to trade out with me. I didn't know if you had any ideas, Glenn.
Oh, I think she should trade out. I think she should definitely do dressage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she should do dressage, and then you should come over and do tack and habit with me to talk about products.
Well, I've had very bad habits regarding tack.
Me too.
That's the best line of the day, Chris. I want to see Tammy. You know, Tammy just bought a dressage saddle. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, we were tossing it up. We couldn't decide whether she should do the Eventing Show or the dressage show, and she said no, she'd rather start with the Eventing Show.
Is it legal to shoot your gun on the Eventing cross country course? Is it legal to shoot your way to the course?
No, you cannot be armed. But I just thought it'd make it a lot more interesting because of my background in the Western world. And I have a license to carry a concealed weapon, so that part's easy. I can shoot.
Yeah, while riding. At about 800 miles an hour?
Absolutely. That's what I grew up doing.
Have you ever sat in a Western saddle, Chris?
Have I? I have ridden more miles in a Western saddle than you would care to know,
really?
Glenn. But I just wondered if you thought that idea was, you know, okay, I know we hadn't run it by you first, and normally we do, but
I think we should we should ask Alan how he feels.
Well,
Alan would
know.
Be great at the dressage show.
Jamie, the dressage, we could trade you. Would you like to do the dressage show for a couple of times a month?
Only if I can do it with Alan.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
That'd be great.
Alan, we're switching you over to dressage. We just want you to know. And I think he's actually listening because he just posted on Facebook.
Did he really?
So, yes, he did.
Please don't tell me it's another. It's not another picture of an Oompa Loompa, is it?
No, it's
not. Okay, sweet. Thank God. Oh, that's funny, actually. really bad ads. He said that the last guy needed to sell his horse to pay off his college student loans because clearly that guy got a lot of English classes to pay for.
Well, Chris, I'm looking forward to all these changes. I think it's about time we switched some shows up.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Glenn. You know, there's no better time to start, you know, in the spring, you know, make some brand new changes to the show. And people get tired of listening to me on all three shows every month, I'm sure.
Well, I got it. For Rolex, we'll have you. You do the morning show, and I'll do the eventing show with Tammy in the afternoons.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
What a fit. That's a great fit.
That's perfect. Tammy and I together doing the eventing show? Doesn't get any better than that.
No, and I think, you know, having a spell on the Western radio show, you know, we'll obviously broaden the audience. That's what we're looking to, is build our audience, broaden our audience, get a little bit of cross-promotion going on here, and that's what we're all about at the Horse Radio Network.
Jennifer, I got to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you not take Chris's calls anymore? Tell him we'll call her back.
Jamie, I had mentioned to you before, I'm happy to disregard certain calls if the greenbacks are appropriate, and I'm still waiting for the last $20.
I don't know, but we have a list of people that call that we definitely don't put through immediately, and on that list, of course, is Alan from the Western show. We might have to put Chris on that list now. Go ahead. And pencil that in. That would be great. Chris,
right.
Awesome call. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're really welcome, fun. Jamie. I love you too. and have a very, very happy April 1st.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Bye. Oh, I think that just, let's just end it after that. I love that segment. Love the Craigslist ads. Congratulations again to the winner, to Dawn Bailey, for walking away with the Spurs waiters. Well, that was almost a pun. It was almost a pun. And we have some news stories here, but we don't have time for them. I think we're just going to have to.
I just have to tell people. I just want to tell people this is like the coolest thing ever, and I have to let them know before we go because today is the last day. This contest closes tonight, midnight Eastern time. Go to eventingnation.com, okay? They are doing a contest. All you have to do is fill out a form. With your information so they could call you back and tell you that you have won the VIP contest with Philip Dutton from SmartPack. And SmartPack is giving this whole thing away with Eventing Nation, a 4-day pass to Rolex, a $2,500 travel voucher that will cover your airfare, hotel, car rental, and food. You get to visit the barn in Rolex. You get to meet Philip. You get to take photos with Philip Dutton's horses. You get a course walk, a private course walk with Philip Dutton. You get to watch one of his warm-up rides ringside. And you get a gift pack from SmartPack and Coast Quinn. So just keep that in mind. Go on to eventingnation.com and go win a private course walk with Philip Dutton. I might have entered about 47 times already. It doesn't matter. but check it out, eventingnation.com. It ends today.
All right, and I'm going to hold my story about slutty ponies until Monday. So if you want to learn all about little slutty ponies, then Monday is the day that you want to tune in. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. Wouldn't be half as much fun if you weren't here commenting away on Facebook, so please keep it up. And we appreciate Reese taking time out of her busy writing schedule. I'm looking forward to seeing her next weekend, and we're going to obviously get to see her for some hot browns over at Ramsey's during Rolex. That'll be fun as well. And, of course, you can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com, and we're on Twitter at Horse Radio.
If you missed the live show, you can listen to a recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. Chris, I just got a chat message from Chris. She's like, what, you didn't like my April Fool's joke? Yeah, no comment. We'll be back Monday morning at 9 Eastern, and Glenn's going to tell you all about slutty ponies. And I wish I could find a better way to describe these My Little Ponies besides slutty ponies, but I can't because they're slutty ponies. So we'll tell you more about that Monday morning at 9. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, everybody. Wear your helmet.